This is your devotion for day 6, prepared by Brother Jack Coleman. Today's devotion, entitled Standing Tall, is based on Job 1 and 2. Stand tall. It's hard to watch a good friend go through such a time so tough, but I've seen the way you take the heat and never do give up. It seems unfair that most folks just aren't trying to live by faith. But I think back to the years ago when I heard my grandpa say, "Thunder shakes the mountainside, but it seems to me, when lightning strikes somehow, it always finds the highest tree." I look at what you're facing and think maybe, after all, the only thing that you're guilty of is standing tall. Let the hurt keep you humble. Let it make you look inside. Let it keep you on your knees searching for a reason why. I may not have the answers, but I've seen this all before. Sometimes the faithful ones are called to bear a little more. Keep standing tall. This is another song by the Booth Brothers, and this one points out a dilemma that all true believers face while seeking God's kingdom. We are compelled to follow the commands of Christ to live a life that is a reflection of Him, but in so doing, we become targets of mistreatment from those who reject Him. And people who stand tall in honoring the only true living God, walking the ridge line of God's mountain, are the easiest to shoot. The soldier who is a point man for the fire team engages the enemy first, and the person standing tall on the ridge line creates a silhouette that's hard to miss. But that's where we are called to serve our Lord. This is the part of the message of the first two chapters of the book of Job, and today we'll see how we are to respond. Job was a righteous man who was seeking the kingdom of God daily and acting in the capacity of a priest for his family, Job 1, 1 and 5. Job also was a rich man who was held in high regard by all those living in the areas around him, verses 2 and 3. A righteous rich man, something thought not to exist in social media-driven world today, even by people in the church due to their failure to adequately study and understand scripture. Job was a rich man who was a righteous man before God, and God held him up as an example for others to follow, even Satan, verse 8. The question posed by God to Satan implies that Satan's goal in roaming throughout the earth is to find and destroy believers. Satan is the prince of this world, John 12:31, and ruler of demons, Matthew 12:34. Although, lest there be any question of God's role in this ordeal, it was he who initiated the dialogue, verse 7. The adversity was not presiding. If anything, it was Satan who raised the question that might well be asked of anyone, even Job himself. Does Job serve God with pure motives, or is he in it only as long as the blessings flow? Spiritually speaking, are you merely a fair-weather believer in God? Verse 7. Satan asserted that true believers are only faithful as long as they prosper. Take away their prosperity, he claims, and they will reject God. He wanted to prove that salvation is not permanent, that saving faith can be broken, and those who were God's could become his, verse 9 through 11. But the Bible has many promises of God in which he pledges to sustain the faith of his children. Psalm 37, 23, 28, 121, 4 through 7, Luke 33, 1 through 31, Jude 24. God allowed Satan to attack Job, verse 12, and only with God's sovereign permission was Satan allowed to move on Job. This could be a disconcerting thought, but it should engender peace and security in true believers who trust God's promises and know that nothing can touch their lives that is not filtered through God's sovereignty. Job heard all the messages of loss, calamity, but upon hearing all about the deaths of his children, he expressed all the symbols of grief, but also worshiped God, verses 20 and 21. Instead of cursing, he blessed the name of God. His submissive response disproved the adversity accusations. Even after his physical body was attacked, once again, with the permission of the God he served, Job was what God claimed him to be, a true believer with faith that could not be broken. He did not sin by charging God with wrong, the best rendering of verse 22, by speaking hasty words in the midst of grief, which is foolish and wicked. True believers are to submit to trials and still worship God, not because they see the reason for them, but because God wills them and has his own reasons which believers are to trust in. Wow, that brings to me mind another song, "When You Can't See His Hand, Trust His Heart." Maybe that's only a line from a song, but I'm done now and I don't feel like researching it. Possibly I'll use it later or in conjunction with 1 Peter 5. Go ahead and read the chapter and see if it fits. Isn't it interesting how the Holy Spirit ties stuff together? This concludes your devotion for day 6.